Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for the family, with an emphasis on finding out what God has to say to us through His Word, the Bible. Distant country, a man was traveling to an outpost to provide help for the ill. As he neared a village, a package containing various medicines and pills fell and broke open. Pills were scattered all over the place. Some were salvaged, but most of them had fallen in the mud and dirt, and the man went on his way, leaving them there. Soon, however, one of the quack doctors of the area heard about what had happened and hurried to the spot to gather up the remaining pills. He placed them all in a jar labeled simply, Assorted Pills. Some weeks afterwards, someone asked him about the jar of assorted pills. "Oh, these," he said, "these are the most sought after of any of my drugs. I give them only to the patients whose cases I do not understand." We smile at this. But you know, many people treat their spiritual ills in very much the same way. In recent days, we've been considering Christian growth. Instead of guessing or just hoping that you will grow, we're suggesting some guidelines for Christian growth. On this program, we're going to be looking at the highlights of this correspondence course. The exact title of the course is Guide to Christian Growth. Our first lesson was on the subject of backsliding. We learned that earnest believers need never become backsliders. We have been given all things that pertain unto life and godliness. If we get out of fellowship with the Lord, it is our own fault. We noted some of the characteristics of backsliding, like no taste for the Bible or prayer, no desire for fellowship with spiritual Christians, no determination to advance spiritually, and then four others were listed. We also looked at the consequences of backsliding, and finally the cure, confession, restitution, and restoration. In Lesson 2 of the Emmaus Course Guide to Christian Growth, we studied about worship. We learned that worship is offering praise to God for who He is, the greatness of His person, and for what He has done for us, the greatness of His work. It is the overflow of a heart that has been musing on Christ. Just as kneeling is the posture of the body in prayer, so worship is the posture of the soul in adoration. It is giving to God, not receiving from God, although it invariably results in blessing for the giver. We looked at the need for worship, some examples of worship, and finally, how to worship. We should worship individually and collectively. In this lesson, you may be exposed to some ideas that you had not thought about in regard to worship. We feel you're going to want this entire course in book form, so be sure to have pencil and paper ready to get our address at the close of the program. Lesson 3 is titled, Thy Word Have I Hid in My Heart. Yes, it's about memorizing Scripture. You may have said in the past that you could not memorize Bible verses, but you may have a different outlook after studying this lesson. First, you are given reasons why you should memorize. Committing Bible portions to memory is a sacred deposit for time and eternity. Any Bible knowledge you gain down here will go with you into heaven. Many other forms of learning will be quite useless in heaven, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. 1 Peter 1:25 is that reference. I'll give it again. The first epistle of Peter, the first chapter, and the 25th verse. In this lesson, suggestions are made as to what to memorize and then how to do it. We feel this is a very important lesson. Let's pause just now in our short program for some music. You may want to get a pencil and paper to take down notes, and also be sure to write down our address, which will be given in the closing seconds of the program. Listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. We're glad that you're with us today as we wrap up our studies in the course Guide to Christian Growth. Growing Christians are happy Christians. We want you to be that kind of a Christian. This time we've been reviewing the course that we've just studied together. Next time we'll go on to a new course. In case you've just joined us, we'd like to mention that we'll be giving our address in just a few minutes at the close of this program. Now, Lesson 4. It's titled A Belief That Behaves. In dealing with unbelievers, we try to make it very clear that no one can be saved by good works. But in dealing with Christians, we must be equally emphatic in teaching that we are saved unto good works. After we are saved, it's our joyous privilege to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Over and over in the New Testament, we find Christ's followers exhorted to practice good works. It was characteristic of the life of the Savior that he went about doing good. This lesson reminds us of the abundant opportunities for doing good works. Also, it suggests some practical rules. Here's a sampling. Seek to do some kindness every day. Ask the Lord for openings and opportunities. See work to be done and do it. Do your good deeds as quietly and secretly as possible. And there are other suggestions. Lesson 5 reminds us again of the importance of a daily quiet time in spiritual growth. The Lord Jesus stated an important principle during his temptation in the wilderness. When the devil suggested that he make bread out of stones to relieve his hunger, he said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." That's recorded in Matthew, the 4th chapter, and the 4th verse. Matthew 4:4. On this program, we usually repeat the Bible references. We do this to help you. Possibly some of you are taking notes. All of these references are found in the course, plus many more. This is why we urge you to write for this set of Bible studies. There are good suggestions in Lesson 5 on getting started on a daily quiet time and how to keep it up, including a list of hindrances that you should know about. We feel personally that this is one of the most important lessons in this entire course. Lesson 6 is on the character of Christ. Henry Drummond once wrote, "To become like Christ is the only thing in the world worth caring for, the thing before which every ambition of man is folly, and all lower achievement vain. One of the ministries of the Holy Spirit is to reproduce Christ in every believer. When he is given absolute sway, he will develop certain virtues or graces known as the fruit of the Spirit. Let's look at those verses. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. I'll repeat that Bible reference. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Lesson 6 takes up the fruit of the Spirit in detail. Here again is a very important lesson in the area of Christian growth. Lesson 7 is titled, In the Study. Suggestions are given here on books that will help you in your Bible study. A number of good authors are given, as well as some practical suggestions. Lesson 8 is on missionary involvement. It shows how you can right now have a part in the worldwide spread of the gospel. Here are the closing words of that lesson. Begin right where you are to reach people for Christ. It has been well said, everyone is either a missionary or a mission field. Begin at your Jerusalem, that is, at home. And who knows, God may broaden your horizons and enlarge your coasts. Lesson 9 is on the subject of me, my money, and God. Yes, it's a lesson on stewardship. The subjects taken up are, when should I give? How much should I give? In what spirit should I give? To whom shall I give? And closing with the blessed results. Someone has suggested the joys of giving as 6 surprises. Surprise at the amount of money he has for the Lord's work. Surprise at the deepening of his spiritual life. Surprise at his ease in meeting his own obligations. Surprise at the ease with which he is able to give in an ever-increasing proportion. Surprise at the increased sense of stewardship. And surprise at himself for not adopting the plan sooner. Lesson 10 is on the subject of Christian courtship. Lesson 11 takes up the next step. Home, a suburb of heaven. The final lesson in the course is titled, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. It's on the subject of the will of God in Christian service. Well, it's been very evident that we have not been able to do justice to this fine course in these few minutes. What can be done? Well, it's our suggestion that you write for this course and study it at home. It really is a guide to Christian growth. Also, when you write, send us your questions. We want to help you. Next time, we'll take up another of these Emmaus correspondence courses. This is the Emmaus Bible Hour.